Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Unmuted. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I put on a song, but I don't hear the song.
I'm not hearing the song.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the song. Let me stop it and begin again and say something. Yeah, we're talking, but... Okay.
I can show you the world.
All right, you can hear it.
Shining, shimmering.
You can hear the song
now,
too.
Prince, now when did you let
can I hear the song?
Your heart desire?
Yes,
I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride. Wonderful place.
massive demo out here who support reggae music through the years. Seen? This one is for you all. Mash it! Mash it! Mash it!
Try a little more harder than before. Just do what we can do today.
Well, we start the program. We started with radio just to get things heated up here. I want to say a pleasant good afternoon, a good night. Well, good morning for some folks. They're getting up at this time of the hour. If you're under sound of my voice, this is Caribbean Global Voices. My voice is a little under the weather, having traveled to Orlando for the past couple of days. Went from hot to a little chilly. Well, not even chilly. I'll say pollen-like weather. It seems as if it's right to my throat somewhere along the line. But we promised last week that we'll have something on KTM. We just wanted to make sure the folks would get that in. Birthdays and anniversaries, we're going to get those in as well. We round up a few of our ardent listeners and well-wishers and supporters. So I'm sure we will interact with them from time to time. We're going to do the full 3 hours, so we still have another 2 hours and 2.5 hours. So I stayed the course and decided, for good measures, let's see if they're going to come on, since we were having technical difficulties. So let me go ahead and apologize. No doing of ours, but I'll apologize to the listeners who expected us to be on here on a Saturday morning. I hope I'm being audible. I'll just touch base with Lynette, and she'll tell me if I'm coming through. And then we have Dennis. I know Leon is a bit busy, but I'll interact with him as well. Lynette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Beautiful. Okay. Well, I don't feel so clear, but my nasal passage decided they're going to get some pollen in there. It came through to my throat as well, but
This is pollen season. I have my full share here. I sound like a horsey myself.
Okay. Well, I know Leon is busy in the back there as well. But
every time I go in the back in the backyard, all the trees are full of pollen, so full of blossoms which give off the pollen, you know.
We're gonna wear masks, not because of COVID, but to protect, you know, our lungs.
That's exactly what the doctor said.
I'm going to say hello to Dennis at this time and let him know that he must have tried this morning to get on, and I did leave a message for him. But good afternoon, Dennis. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon to you, Ivor, and welcome back. Yes, I did get your message. I also tried for 3 hours because I expected it to come up early. Unfortunately, you didn't then, but you're here now, and that is good news for all the fans and listeners out there in Radio Land. So welcome back, and we're pleased to have you back.
Yes, indeed. Well, we hope we do justice to the folks, and there's always the archives that the folks who are not with us in the morning can always get in there. I tried to send out a few messages there. As it came up, I just came right on and said, well, let me just touch base with a few. So along the way, we'll just touch base with others. Leon is a bit busy back there, but we always want to hear his voice, just for his fans, that they can hear it when they do come on. So Leon, if you're in a position, you can say hi and hello. If you're in a position too. I know you might be busy back there. If not,
good afternoon, Iva. I'm sure. And all of the listeners, I hear Dennis's voice as well, and all the others that are on Lynette. Yeah, I'm a little busy, but if you need me to just say the open prayer, I will be glad to read it.
Yes, by all means.
Snap in and snap out.
Yes.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment that you have allowed us to have yet another show. Lord, you have made it possible to reconnect after having not been able to get on this morning because of technical difficulties with the our providers. But Lord, nevertheless, we are grateful for your giving us this opportunity. We pray especially that the show be continued without any interruptions. We pray that you help the ones who make it possible each week to provide yet another wonderful show. We pray especially for the guys who are so struggling with ill health, and I just want to mention them, Lord, to you, So you can just touch their bodies, heal them from the bottom of the feet to the top of their head, namely Bobsy Nisbet and her daughter Mertrice, Nat Patel, David Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter Lisa, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkomita Willett, and Dr. Roger Brownlord. We just pray for them. We pray for my siblings, Wentworth, Gorbrill, Telbert, and Julian Francis, as well as Sharon, all whom are struggling with some problems is of concern to me and the others. We pray for Gunship, Joseph Gunship, a schoolmate of mine, and Mona Daniel, Dr. Eugene Francis, a friend for life, almost, for Fillmore Hallpike and Earl Stevens, Lord. We pray especially for Mr. Linford McKenzie and all those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, or share their problems, Lord. We just pray for them. We pray that this show will go on without any interruption. We pray for all the panelists, Cardinal Ivor, Mertrice, Donna, Barbara, Lynette, David, of course, Dennis, and all the others who are coming in as to make the contribution. We pray the show will be remembered. Despite the late start, it will be appreciated, as we usually do each and every morning, Lord, Saturday morning, Lord. We thank you again for this opportunity and pray the show will go on without any interruption whatsoever. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen. Thank you, Ivor. That's my contribution.
Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. Jesus loves you the best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
Oh,
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word.
fling up your hand, them jump to your feet. The party make the vibe complete. Caribbean, so we dance in the street. Pakistan, wave your hand, make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody make me see you, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Everybody let me see you unite.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You're not ready, vibes is right.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are the fire.
West Indies. We are the 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 West Indies.
West Indies bring unity to the Caribbean. We rally round each other, and that alone make us strong. One goal in mind, we lose our ground. We all play as one. If you're found in your country, let me see you put up your hand. Barbados,
we got it.
The Vincent,
we got it.
The Kip,
we got it.
Trinbago,
we got it.
Jamaica,
Guyana,
St. Lucia,
Antigua,
Dominica,
Grenada.
Well, right now we're going to bring in Mr. Heat. So, come on over.
Hello, Ivor.
Yes.
So, we're still experiencing a little technical issues because I keep dropping out of the call, but maybe I'm in for good this time. Are you hearing me? That I am lost again.
I'm telling you, I'm hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here, but what can I...
Yes, you can go on with the sports, yes. We're hearing you, loud and clear.
Oh, I'm sorry, give me 2 seconds, a couple of minutes,
okay.
Because I wasn't aware and I need to pull my books together.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, I'm here when you're ready.
Yes, all yours.
Okay, well, sports. Of course, this is the high season for the IPL. And the last few games that have been played have been very, very exciting, beginning with... Game number 14, when the Mumbai Indians played against the Rajasthan Royals. The Indians 125-9, Royals 127-4. So another defeat there for the Indians. LSG 181-5 against RCB, Royal Challengers Bengaluru. LSG 181, De Kock 81 Puran 40 and RCB 153. LSG won that one by 28 runs. The match number 16, we had KKR, that's the Kolkata Knight Riders, against the Delhi Capitals. KKR 272-7, Narayan a majestic 85, Raghuvanshi 54, and Russell. And also equally amazing 41 runs, with Nordea for DC taking 3 wickets and I Sharma 2-43. Delhi Capitals was 166, Rizva Pant 55, Stubbs 54, KKR won this one by 106 runs. In match number 17, we had Gujarat Titans against the PJK. Gujarat Titans 199 for 4, Shubman Gill 89, Sudarshan 33, Rabada for PJK 2 for 44. PJK 200 for the loss of 7 wickets, defeating Gujarat by 3 wickets. An amazing match. This was a score of 199. In most games, you would expect to be a winning total, but not so. PJK came back with a magnificent match, winning by 7 wickets, scoring 200 for 7. Chennai Super Kings against the Hyderabad. Chennai Super Kings won 65 for 5, and Hyderabad won 66, Markram 50. Moin Ali 2 for 23 for the CSK. Sunrisers Hyderabad won this game by 6 wickets. And the match played today, match number 18, Royal Challengers 183, Virat Kohli 113 not out, Plessy 44, Shehal for Rajasthan was 2 for 34. And Rajasthan Royal chasing 183 won this match, scoring 189 for 4, with Josh Butler 100 not out and Samson 69. An amazing match with this game, 2 centurions both not out. And Royal took this one by 6 wickets. There was a match between Namibia and Oman, and the last match played in that series, Namibia scored 164 for 4, and Oman 140 for 9. Now, in this so far, Namibia is a series. They've played 4 T20s, and Namibia has won 2, and Oman has won 2. England women in New Zealand. They've played 5 T20s. England has won 4. New Zealand has won just a solitary T20. There were 2 ODIs, and in the ODIs, England won both ODIs. The last match played, England was 252, Tammy Beaumont 81, Jones 48, and New Zealand won 96 all out in their 50 overs, Halliday 57. England won by 56. So England has won the 2 ODI matches so far, leading the series 2-0. And Australia women in Bangladesh, this is a series of ODIs. There are 3 ODIs and 3 T20s. Australia won the 3 ODIs in the series. And in the T20, Australia followed that up with another series sweep. So Australia women have completely outplayed Bangladesh in the ODI and T20 series. We have Sri Lanka women taking on South Africa women, and they've played 3 T20s thus far. South Africa has won 1, and Sri Lanka women have won 2 of the 3. The final, the last match played, South Africa won 55 for 6, and Sri Lanka won 56 for 6. And this was a match in which tempers flared somewhat, where Woolvart, the star for South Africa, was severely, I should say, well, perhaps not severely, but she was certainly reprimanded for actions she took in this match, in which she pointedly made comments and words and gestures to the Sri Lankan captain at the pad two after Wolver got her out, presumably to show some sort of a displeasure. She said words and actions that comprise entrapment of ICC rules, so she had been reprimanded by the ICC. Now, in the West Indies, just wrapped up is the CWI Under 15 tournament. And in this Under 15 tournament, a series of matches played between the islands Windward, Jamaica, Trinidad, Guyana, Leeward, and Barbados. On the conclusion of the series, Barbados was ended up as the champions. They won all four of their matches. The Leeward Island won one, Jamaica won none, Trinidad and Tobago won two, and the Windward Island won one. So this series of under 15 had some sparkling performances, a couple of centuries, names that we should be looking out for in the next couple of years. These are under 15, and Barbados had one young man by the name of Wiggins, who managed to score 105 in Barbados match against the Leeward Island. And there's an Athanas, I presume, might be related to the West Indian player, test player, and he scored a 53 in one of his match against Leeward, for the Leeward Island against the Windward Island. There was a Wiggins again scoring a second century for Barbados against Trinidad. He scored 124. And so we see in Leeward Island at one young player who scored a 93 runs against Trinidad and Tobago in a losing cause there. And so we see that the under 19 has certainly producing some players that will be worthy of following for the next couple of years, because soon they'll be making the under 19, and of course we're looking for them to make the the senior teams in the various championship series. Currently the English County Championship has just gotten underway today. Couple of games were delayed or washed out due to rain, and the others are only partially on the way, so there's not much more that we can say about them for now. Just that right now we're following the exploits of West Indian's Jaden Seals, who's playing for Sussex. We have Jason Holder for Warwickshire, and we have Kemar Roach playing for Surrey in the English County Championship, which is some sort of a good practice, dare I say. Obviously, they have to produce, but it's good practice because the West Indies test team will be in England during the coming summer. So Roach, Seals, and Holder should be well and truly acclimatized to English conditions in order to help the West Indies in their test match series against England. That is all I have for you for now. However, I should just point out that beginning tomorrow, Sunday, Canada and the USA will be playing a series of T20 matches down there in at Prairie View in Texas, Houston, Prairie View series. And there's also some happenings going on at Cricket USA or USA Cricket. More of that in our show tomorrow, we hope. But for now, that's all I have for you, Ivor. Back to you, Ivor. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay.
Let's see, something is happening back here. Okay. Let's see, you can hear me and I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yes, I started by saying, yes, the heavyweight weights are going to be in tomorrow, of course, until 9 o'clock, from 6 until 9. And Coach's Corner comes your way, 6:15 until 7. Inside Edge, followed by birthdays, anniversaries, and I show events that would have taken place on that date as well. And laws, you're into law? What number 40. Now, Dennis?
Law number 40.
Law number 40.
Yep.
And the presenter would be?
The presenter will be our very own Mertris and Law
Mertris
40.
Mertris is up
yes.
tomorrow.
And it's okay. Timed out. Law number 40 dealing with timed out.
Timed out. Okay. You would have seen the former Sri Lankan captain Matthews was sent
yes.
on his way packing.
Yes.
Timed out. So that'll be very interesting tomorrow. It was always there in the books. First time in international cricket.
I've already picked up some soccer scores for you if you would like them.
Yes, come on in. We have soccer fans.
Yes, in the English Premier League matches played this morning, we have Crystal Palace 2 and Manchester City 4, Aston Villa 3 and Brentford 3. Everton 1, Burnley 0, Fulham 0, Newcastle 1, Luton 2 and Bournemouth 1, Wolves 1, West Ham 2 and Brighton 0, Arsenal 3. And Arsenal's victory today take them back to the top of the table by, I think it might be 1 or 2 points ahead of. Yeah, they're 1 point ahead of Liverpool, who Liverpool have a game in hand. So it's Arsenal 71 points, Liverpool 70, Manchester City 70. So it's likely Liverpool may be able to, if they pick up their game in hand, go back and take the lead with 73 points over Arsenal at 71. However, if Liverpool were to misfire and draw that game, and it's likely that Arsenal will remain on top. There are some fixtures I know that is coming up possibly today is the 6th. So on Sunday we'll have Manchester United against Liverpool. Certainly it looks like a repeat of a game we saw not so long ago. This should be very interesting for both United and Liverpool. Chelsea will take on Sheffield United and Tottenham battling to stay in the top half of the European zone will be taking on Nottingham Forest. And in the local match, we have United States ladies. They've just played a friendly She Believes Cup match, in which they actually won that against Japan by 2-1. I understand that United States will be playing in the final of the She Believes Cup on Tuesday evening. So, or is it the semifinal? At any rate, United States women will take on, will be playing on Tuesday, upcoming Tuesday, in that soccer She Believes Cup. I know I am not a basketball fan, so I have to confess I cannot give you any information on the final four of the basketball tournament. However, I know I can say that the series this year has been very exciting, and I understand that the women's basketball series have been well and truly attended and well supported ahead of the men's game. And everyone is waiting to see how Caitlin Clark has managed to keep up her winning ways and her scoring ways. Later, maybe before this series, before this program is ended today, we might be able to give you some information on the basketball. But for now, that's all I have for you, Ivor.
Okay, we want to thank you. Thank you very much for that. Filling in here on a late afternoon, unusual for sports. We normally have the show on a Saturday morning from 9 until 12 noon. But through some difficulties there, technical difficulties beyond our control, we're now having the show. Well, we're going to do birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. For this day, compliments Mr. Audley Watson. So stand by for that. Okay, can we get the music?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
As we get into the birthday. All right, well, today being the 6th day of April 2024. Oh, how time is flying. Before that, let me say good afternoon to Jerome Cutner Richardson. He's coming to us by way of Sandy Point. So he's graced us with his presence. Good afternoon, sir. We also have Lynette with us. She'll tell us what's happening over there in St. Kitts shortly. The Cardinal is in the background as well, but I'll do the honors today with the birthdays. Well, believe it or not, today is the 97th day of 2024. I remember when he was the first. I could never forget the first because that is Mr. Audley Watson's birthday, and he has to wait a whole year. A year sounds too long. He has to wait until 2025. Celebrate another birthday. If I say a whole year, it sounds way too long. So 2025, he'll be celebrating another birthday. Well, we started West Indies. We have Clement Thompson. He's out of Jamaica. We have Faisal Sattar out of Guyana. In Australia, Essie Shivel, Tom Vivers, Thelma McKenzie. Pakistan, Mudassar Nazar. Shaheen Afridi, he still plays cricket, fast bowler, captain of sort too, as a matter of fact, in the white ball cricket. He's having a birthday. Over in England, Liam Plunkett. India, Dilip Vensarkar. Oh, yeah, we all know of him. Fine batsman. We have Jan Franklin. We have Matos Van Zyl. In New Zealand, Sarah McLaughlin. In the USA, Rashid Zia. In Sri Lanka, we have Washira Pereira, Uganda, Emmanuel Hasaya. Over in Turkey, we have Masat Aipek, Denmark, Said Bishir Shah, Christo Bosma. In Sweden, Azam Khalil, Zipporah Richardson. Oh, I know of her. That's my family. It's my niece, Zipporah Richardson, right here in Georgia. She is having a birthday today. And we have Micah, that's Virgil's nephew over there in Antigua. And Ollie has a good friend, Lyndon Ewan, and Mother Sawyers. They're having birthdays today as well. We have Tommy Cowens out of Jamaica. He's a DJ, singer, and entertainer. He turns 78. Donald Willis Douglas. That's an American aviation pioneer and aircraft industrialist. He was born in 1892. He lived until 1981. James Watson. Any relation to Mr. Audley Watson? Well, for whatever it's worth, he's an American muscular biologist who co-discovered DNA's structure with Francis Clark. He turns all of 96. I wish he can turn those numbers upside down and make it 69, but he's 96. Maybe not. Maybe he's happy to be 96. Barry Levinson, he's a film director. Good Morning Vietnam is 82.
All right, Billy Dee Williams, that's a movie actor. He turns 87 today. 87, we know, to be the Australian bad lucky number, 13 away from 100. We have Murilo Herma, that's an American stage and screen actress. Taxi Elaine, I guess that's the movie, turns 72. Paul Rudd, actor, Clueless Anchorman, 55, very young. Zach Braff, that's an American actor. He starred in Scrubs. He turns 50. Oh, raise your bat. You turn 50. We have Candace Cameron Bure. That's a TV actress of Full House. Make It or Break It, 48. Two away, a half century. And in 1453, we have the Turkish forces under Sultan Mehmed. The second, he began the siege of the Byzantine Empire, capital of Constantinople, now Istanbul. Istanbul, which falls May 29th, so that's just around the corner. In 1652, we have Cape Colony, the first European settlement in South Africa, established by Dutch East India Company under Jan van Riebeck. In 1772, Catherine, the great empress of Russia, instructs on men with bear, enacted by, come on up, by Tissa Peter, 98. And in 1630, we have Joseph Smith and five others officially organized the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mormon Church, that's Mormon Church in Fayette. That's in over there in New York. That's in Murchison Donner City. And in 1889, we have George Eastman. He began selling his Kodak flexible roll film for the first time. Oh, I would have used plenty of those. Let me say this again. In 1869, roll film, that was the start of using roll films. Now we're into digital. Some people still use those roll films, I can tell you that. 1896, we have the first modern Olympic Games open in Athens, Greece. American athlete James Connolly became the first modern Olympic champion when he wins the triple jump. Okay, history for you, folks. American won it first. And in 1906, we have world's first animated cartoon that was released. And the name of that was Humorous Phrases of Funny Faces, starred by J. Stuart Blackmon. 1909, Robert Purley allegedly becomes the first person to reach the North Pole. 1972, West Indian cricketer Alvin Kalishoran, he made his test debut versus New Zealand. 1994, well, let's say congratulations to him. He's still here in America, and he was there with Lawrence Rowe making 100 when he was scoring his triple in Barbados, when he was scoring his debut against New Zealand. I think that's what it was. Well, somebody will correct me. I know he was batting with Lawrence, I think with the 302, and nobody realized he made 100 because he was overshadowed by the 300. Oh, okay, so now we have 1994. Liberal Supreme Court justices author of the Roe v. Wade, Harry Blackmun, he resigns. 1994, Plain Carrion, Rwandan and Barbadian president is shut down, his surface to air missiles, abruptly ending peace negotiation and sparking the Rwanda genocide. Those responsible have never been identified. Oh, what a pity. In 2002, we have the Kurdish leader, Jalal Talibani. He becomes the Iraqi president. Sheikh Arabian, what's his name here? Ibrahim al-Jafari. He's named premier the next day. Oh, one day, next day. Okay. 2013. Bayern Munich wins their 23rd German. Oh, sorry, I thought I was hearing some noise there. There we go. Let me do that again. In 2013, we have Bernd Munchen wins the 23rd German Bundesliga title. What kind of game is that? Bundesliga. Okay, with 6 games to spare. And in 2014, Sri Lanka wins their first T20 World Cup cricket title with a 6-wicket victory over India with 13 balls remaining. Player of the tournament, Indian batter Virat Kohli. He scored 339 runs. I don't think that was correct there. Let me see if I can read it again. Sri Lanka wins in 2014. Sri Lanka wins the first T20 World Cup cricket title with a 6-wicket victory over India with 13 balls remaining. Player of the tournament. Okay, I got it now. Player of the tournament, Indian batter Virat Kohli. He scored 391 in that tournament. Okay, it was not any match. He didn't put it, but I know that's what it means now. 2021. Record break 5 million for the comic book as Action Comics number one. That introduced Superman for the first time. That was sold at an auction. Well, folks, there you have it. Birthdays, historical notes, and events that would take place on this date. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. That's Ma Ruby's son. Well, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm almost out of breath there. I'm running out of breath, to be honest with you. Came out from Florida, came back into this pollen, and they have my voice going, and they have my sinuses going as well. But never mind. We're going to get to this. Let's go ahead and just...
Ivor.
Come on in.
Yes. The men's college basketball Final Four matches will be played this afternoon, Eastern Time, 3:09 p.m., North Carolina State, Purdue. You can catch the game on TBS channel here in the U.S. and TNT channels in the U.S. And at 5:49 p.m., the Alabama will play Connecticut in the second, presumably semifinal. Again, both games are being carried on TBS and TNT here in the United States. And as what I can gather is that the women's college basketball championship at noon, it should have been played at noon today, Eastern. That would have been St. Louis against Minnesota. I don't think I have anything else for you. That's it. It's baseball.
Well, except I'm safe to say that the night cricket continues down there in Lauderhill at the sports park. That's right off Oakland Park and University in that vicinity. So you folks who have a little time out, you can get on down. Plenty of food, always be on show there, to be honest with you. Smoke can done. So, talking about done. We'll hear from Kuttner. Let's see what he has on tap in a little while. We expect to hear from Linus again. She was on earlier. We expect for her to tell us what's happening in St. Kitts. We know we just had the mini Olympics over there in Nevis. Charlestown Primary School would have won for the fifth time in a row. So they're undefeated. I can say that. That is cool. That El Comito Willett, he coaches that school. He's been doing that for years. So the guy is a winner. You know, El Comito, he's the first first Llewellyn to make the West Indies senior men's cricket team. So before we get into some music, let's go ahead and hear from Lynette over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. Good afternoon, Lynette.
Oh, hello. Hello. I'm a bit hoarse, but I'm here.
Oh, man, I think you sent your hoarseness to me. And I'm coughing too. But nonetheless,
I'm not
well,
coughing. I'm just. Of course, I think it's just the pollen from outside. Every time I go outside,
that last that's week when you came with it, since last week you had that when you were told to go and get some fisherman friend. I remember that. So it's lingering. Yes,
actually, it went away, and then this week, we know it's in the garden a lot, and it just came across. I figure it's the pollen.
Yeah, it's about here in Georgia. I can tell you that. I have a black vehicle, and it's yellow on the top.
Uh-oh.
I went to Florida. I went to Universal Studios from Monday. Came back last night, and I have a yellow car.
Wow.
That's how heavy it is.
Oh, that's a lot. We don't have that. We don't have, you mean actually see it falling?
Yellow, the car. I said I have a black vehicle.
No, we don't have that much, but all the trees have blossomed, so you will get it. But we don't really have it settling like that.
Well, well, it's bad here. But I did enjoy the fresh air coming out of Orlando. He went over to Cocoa Beach. We had some beach moment there as well. But Cotton, I'm trying to say hello to you. I don't know why he's waving at me. Cotton, go ahead and say hello to Leonard. Or Leonard, say hello to Cotton.
All right, Cotton, how are you?
Good, darling. Good. They leave us on the phone and what the business, leave us.
Okay.
Yes, but now we're on the radio. We're on the radio now.
Okay, so we get some respect. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Very hot. It's so hot here. But I was just seeing an advisory saying that from 8:30 to 4:30 until Tuesday, it's going to be really, really hot, like 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
What?
So, yes, somebody just sent me an advisory coming out of Antigua. I need to send it around to my friends because it's extremely hot.
Do me a favor. Go ahead and post that to the Caribbean Global Voices WhatsApp page.
Okay.
These are the information we need to get out so people can know what's going on. We have loved ones all over the place, so they need to know. Take care of the skin. Too many chances. Skin cancer and all the good stuff. What?
Okay. If you put it over there, you will be able to see it.
Yes. And a whole slew of folks over there as well. So these are useful information. That's what it's all about. We are bringing the Caribbean closer, even on the WhatsApp. This is what Caribbean Global Voices is all about. Okay? But Cotton, this song is for you. I don't know why Murch is telling me to play. I don't know. Didn't you get it done? Element. Sing for Cotton, please.
A simple argument, and he throw his hands and bust his mouth, just so. Human ball of blood, and he do nothing till the man gets it out the road. 2 weeks later, she in a bed, and who you think is he? It's the extra man, it's a boom-boom shot, with a young man rubbing all over she. But he got us up in the head, he faced some blue and red. But the woman looked at him and she laughed. Ha ha ha, then she said, "Boy, you see me in the band, standing with the man, and you still want to come and cause confusion. If you will give me the gun, now you see me having fun. You bet, cause you see somebody jumping on me. Then but I don't, it's not done. We don't have company. Let's be the each other. Bobby, you hear what the man say? Bobby, you hear what all say? Sorry for the lad, I won't tell no lie. I could understand how it feels. Human looks so sweet. What on the eye, so I tell myself, he's on the deal. Say, darling, I love you, won't you please come back home with me? Yeah, you know, I will raise the hand, I will raise the voice, give me another chance, and see. Say, grab a hold of the hand,
But you won't let go to this man. He says, okay, what the hell you do? This one thing I ain't going back home with you. Why? Cause you see me in the bank, jamming with the man, and you still want to come and cause confusion. Did you give me the gun? No, you see me having fun. You best got to see somebody jamming on me. Remember, I done, it's a done. We don't got company. The less we see each other, the easier we shall be. Pray away. Tell them my day. You're gonna thank me for the song you do. Hey! Why you had that good thing and you let it go? Don't make it sense, look at the show. Why you had that good thing and you let it go? Don't make it sense, no party show. Go find another partner, go find them. Go find another partner, go find them. Go find another partner, go find them. Go find another partner, go find them.
Yes, please.
Tell me.
Okay.
She don't walk in, and she fancy shaking. Nicky driving in e-car and he only steering. What a big collision, right by the junction. I nearly go out my mind, just looking at Annie from behind.
Are you hearing me, Ivor?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, Dennis. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I know Cardinal is listening in the background. And, you know, my comment here is as much of a challenge to Cardinal because I know he's a very serious historian. So I'm hoping that perhaps he can help me to fill in the blanks here. But Cardinal, but Ivor, I don't know, but I'm assuming that Cardinal has the answer. So can you explain to us the United Nations Constitution? How has it been constructed? A constitution that allows for unlimited veto to stop the actions of the full body. What is the rationale for this dysfunctional idiocy? And why is it that so-called permanent members of the Security Council can wage unjust war against a fellow member country with impunity and enjoy freedom from sanction? Should the UN Charter be revised to include member expulsion? This is a peculiar organization that have a constitution that prohibits expulsion for bad and unethical behavior towards a fellow member. Why should four or six, however many there are, members of the UN club have the right of veto? What is the value or benefit of the veto? And how is it that only some members have the right and perhaps might to exercise this veto power? And while Cardinal is explaining this to us from an historical perspective, maybe he can also tell us what happened to the League of Nations. That came into being, I think, after the First World War, or was it the Second? But it soon folded. Why did it fail? Why was it thrown out? And we got the United Nations in its place. There is something fundamentally wrong with an organization that claimed to represent all nations of the world, yet you have a group of nations who have more power and authority within the organization, which means that nothing gets to the front of the discussion queue unless it has first been vetted, examined, and approved by the, dare I call them, the powerful, the mighty few. Something very seriously wrong. I'm hoping that Cardinal can put me out of my misery today with some explanation as to what exactly is going on there. Thank you, Ivor.
Okay, good, good. He's a great historian, so we'll see. He's in the back there. He's listening. If he can become audible, we'll be very, very happy for that. Cardinal, you've been summoned here to help us with history. In the meantime, Lyndon says she wants to hear this song. So let's go.
Trinidad, coolie had it well.
had. Coolie walk in the cane, coolie didn't walk in vain. Coolie buy tractor, coolie buy motor car. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie buy plenty land, coolie plant up the land. Coolie sell tomato, coolie sell it by gun. Coolie walk very hard, coolie save like he mad. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie eat roti and pepper tal curry. Coolie drink push tea. Coolie eat badri. Coolie save money. Here we no lottery. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie eat dollar rice. Coolie could sacrifice. Coolie have one fancy, have big insurance. Coolie build big house. Coolie have one spouse. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie don't care how. Coolie buy fishing boat, he sell 100 boat. Coolie keep puja, coolie must prosper. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie run down to town, coolie didn't stay long. Coolie buy bag of rice, coolie don't mind the price. Coolie share like he mad, coolie neighbor too glad. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie went to Renzi, wind up in the chutney. Coolie buy plenty rum, share for everybody. Coolie dingo lay when the tassa play. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie from roti shop, coolie gone to the top. Coolie open big store, coolie son study law. Coolie come a rel dan, coolie ruling the land. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie don't care a
damn. I've heard the intro.
The king is here. See me, boy. We got you live and live again. We have a late show here.
With a friend of body.
afraid nobody.
Nobody. I don't
okay.
Stick. The doctor,
there's a lady's phone. They don't know. Lynette called all the way from St. Kitts and asking about Ellen. And then they have, you know, well, let's go ahead and say hello yourself. I don't care.
Oh, hi, Ellen. Good to hear you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm giving thanks, man.
Oh, we all have to give thanks every day.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
She says, think it is going to be burning up. So I don't know what's going on with that. You better tell Elimat, give him the bad news so he can spread the word.
Well, I sent it to your WhatsApp and also to the chat. They say we're going to be hot between 8:30 and 4:30 from now until Tuesday. We could go as high as 122 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot.
Lucky. Wow. I just came out of the hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was in the hospital yesterday. Well,
yeah,
it's coming along slowly, you know?
Slowly.
Okay. Yeah.
And a birdie picked me in my ear and told me that your lovely daughter is there and company. So
they just left that call Uber to go to that mall over there because, you know, they come from England, they want to go shopping, they're coming back with me tomorrow.
Okay. That means they just left.
I can't go
there.
I can't walk.
Yeah, because in the bottom of you, your foot, you said, got injured, right?
Yeah. And they had to cut off a piece of my little toe.
Piece of the toe?
My little toe.
The little toe?
My little toe of my left foot. Piece of it got off. That is shave it off.
Wow.
The mold. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, you're making cotton skin shiver there. Cotton and say hello.
Father, this is why you're stupid, sir. Richard,
don't
like me. And I don't like it. Eh?
Connor. we're doing a late show here this morning.
That's a technical difficulty. How are you doing, brother?
Did I cut now?
No, that's Leon.
Leon. Oh, yeah, I don't know, Leon. Pastor Leon.
Yeah.
No, you're
the wild boy.
Yeah, you remember you promised to write a song about the nurse teacher Mango.
Why? They like the Mango more than me. So
all right. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. Just hang in there. We keep praying for you each and every week. Just hold you, have the faith, man, okay? I'm going to leave you a little busy here, but I just hear your voice. I touch base with you. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Well, see me.
Did Cutner drop out? You didn't hear Cutner?
No, he's still here, but I guess he was muted. Cutner, come on in.
Elimat, how are you doing?
I have my gloves up, boy, because I want to punch me with his. You know, you're not going to want to keep up your gloves, you know.
Yeah, we can't.
I mean,
you're
going up, man.
You're
going up, punch
me with his face.
I got a guard your face and I don't put that there on me.
You're bad and bold and they put your body.
Bad and bold and brave.
And brave.
Bad
and bold and brave, yes.
Hot and heavy and can't behave. So all who think, all who said that, or their body, see me, now all who work with them will perish. See me, y'all? Come perish, y'all.
Okay, well, we're going to play the song. We're going to play the song in a minute, but then it goes to Hail to the King. Then it says, Mr. Could they not give national heroes? As of yet, it's going to happen, but I don't know why they want to wait until people pass on. So go ahead and say, Element, the 70s, 80s, and people of the 90s, combined only after the bus. Sorry to say, as a Jamaican, very Jamaican. But you would have heard of Element and the Jazz Brass. If not, you can hear it for the first time. Then say hi to Element.
Well, Element, I can tell you, I have not met you personally, but I kind of feel like I may have done so because the cricket show, the Caribbean Global Voices, the music is all yours. And so I've kind of gotten to detect the feel for you and how you think and how talented you are in terms of what you've put together. So I'm happy to make your acquaintance again over the radio.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Same here. Like I said, I've been in the hospital for about 2 weeks now. So I could deal with it.
Well,
sorry.
We're going to put a little bit here now. Let's go. See me here.
Hiding between high society. satisfied with what they get. When they see success, they get upset. I have nothing to hide, no pretense for false pride, and most of all, God is on my side. Don't run with donkey. All who want to hear good can listen. Want to be back on the final show. Come on, give me share it. Low. Look low. And more low. In the clothes. Aye. Why? Murder.
That's why you're hot.
We'll be right back. be enjoying the carnival.
That I don't think get enough airplay, and they're gonna show your versatility. This is
never let your burdens get you down. Bye.
didn't have God inside me, I would have gone insane. Lost in the woods or drifting in the sea. As long as I have breath, I know that God will rescue me. I'm in the right place at the right time. Not a man beside my faith. I am truly blessed, too blessed to be stressed. Feeling love and not in hate. I'm in the right place at the right time. I don't have an enemy. I'm at peace, I am free, I'm happy as I can be. In the shadow of your almighty. Burdens keep me down, and I refuse to parade some with my face in a frown. Life is too short to worry about every little thing. Just wait upon the Lord, He alone is God, and definitely He knows what He's doing. I'm in the right place at the right time. With disasters everywhere, it's the master's plan that even in a jam I'll never get more than I could bear. I'm in the right place at the right time. Wishing peace and love to all. And since you're not the one who can lift me up, surely you will not make me fall.
That is a lot of sound
work. But is it because it's gospel where you don't get a lot of airplay?
Well, you know, they say the lie makes its way around the world 10 times before the truth actually started blocks.
No, man, riding a little. You don't give him more you can bear. You have a lot of lips in this. A lot. In there.
That truth to walk the town. It was face in the front. Not me.
Yeah, now it's a pity on your feet because you could have been singing these songs, you're still making bucks. But God didn't give him more you can bear. That's it. But Lynn wanted me to put it on. He said, this is his big song. So let me play this one to Lynn. You know which one that is?
Thank you.
Members and friends. Like that. somebody from.
We have same guest.
Yeah, huh? Lynn, you said something. What is it?
I said, I love St. Kitts. That's what I said.
Okay. What about Nevis? Come on, man. Hey, you ain't going to leave me out here. Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
I love St. Kitts and Nevis nice. That's what Thank I normally say.
Okay. Well, Cutner always call this one your silly. Cutner, the right thing is Wicked Fiver. I'm going to play it for you since you asked me. Cutner call it silly. Yeah, beginning with it to close out shortly. Dennis, you were trying to say something earlier, Dennis?
Only I just wanted to update because I mentioned the NCAA Final Four for the men, but I didn't give the women's situation. So I wanted to let you know that the women's final, the championship final, the women's, is going to be played on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, or I suspect at 6 Eastern, and it'll be Caitlin Clark of Iowa against the South Carolina women. So that's what I wanted to just bring to your attention.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, partner, here it is for you. Just for you.
Anyway,
Yeah, partner.
When I hear them sound there, right?
Yeah.
Man, thank you, people, man. They're treating good, man.
We know they don't treat them, man. But they're supposed to be
an accountant. They're treating good at all, man. It's bothering you a lot.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up in a minute. I'm going to give you a chance to think. Let me play something. They asked me. I appreciate your booty. There's something that the band.
Get on the phone, have a stand.
But tomorrow you can join the Block Talk Radio, the cricket show, at 6 to 9 p.m.
My show.
Very good. Yeah. So, for now. Let the folks hear you, Katna. What do you have to say?
I feel bad for him, man.
It's still on, but, you know.
I feel bad for him, man. Yeah, we got to get together, man, and talk to 5 minutes top there, man.
Cutna, the people is all about me.
Wow.
The poor people are left struggling.
What I'm to me,
myself
and I. Is that me? It's me, myself, and
it's
I.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Well. I can't, you know.
Me, myself, and I could be three people. But it's just one
person.
Me.
Oh, I got it. Got it now. I remember this guy knocked on a lady's door one time, and as he knocked, the lady said, who is that? He started off with Jah Rastafari and King Selassie, I hear that and that and that. The lady said, no, me not open my door. Too much are you out there? It was one person, but he got so many names, so much, you know. The
Rastafari, Jah.
Yeah. He said, no. Too much are you out there? Well, then, it's your turn. And thanks for coming through. Give me my explanation in his busy thing there to say a goodbye as well. So, come on, Dennis.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hope I'm looking forward to Cardinal doing his homework and next program I hope he can come in with some answers on my questions. Anyway, that aside, please join us tomorrow on the Cricket Show, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show, 6 to 9 on East Coast time. And you can join us by calling 1-515-605-9850. That's 1-515-605-9850. The Cricket Show. Mertris will present Law 40, timed out, the Coach's Corner, and of course the birthday and anniversary hours will be there. So join us tomorrow on the Cricket Show at 6 p.m. Eastern time zone. Looking forward to hearing you, having you with us. That's it. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Leanne, you have any parting words, if you're available? Come on in.
Yeah, we are a good show, despite, you know, some of the folks who are not able to come on. But see you guys tomorrow, God willing. And everyone have a good, wonderful evening. And hope all will be well with you all over the weekend as well.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, Leanne.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kotna. Take care,
right,
my good
tomorrow.
Man.
All right. Okay, Leanne.
Send some for Ellie Matt.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, Ellie Matt is still here, but, you know, probably he's been in there, so he had to mute his phone a little bit. So, Ellie Matt, if you want to come through, the parting words, when you unmute your phone from the noise back there, we'll be happy to let you in. Well, of course, we want to say better late than never, although I always say it's better never late. But this was not any of our doing. It was technical difficulties beyond our control. But at least we filled there. Hope we would have made at least someone is there other than us who were on here. Glad we got a hold of Elmer as well. So he came through. Hope. We got to know him well. He's out of the hospital now. He came out yesterday. And I spoke with him earlier. He had his daughter and some other relatives there visiting, coming out of the UK. That's a good thing. I always believe in giving you flowers while you're alive, while you're living. I don't mind you give the flowers. But what use is it? Will it be that you give him flowers after they would have gone and while they were alive, they didn't get to smell the roses? So that should be a good visit, definitely. Not his daughter coming all the way from the UK, at least getting out of the coal or out of the getting something. Well, again, Colonel listened, but he had his hand tied up. And the one message he gave me to give Elimat was that, Elimat, this is the leap year, and 3 months of the year already gone. He has to do some homework. Don't know what I mean by that, but I deliver the message just as is. It's a leap year. It shows in the afternoon. 3 months of the year already gone. He has to do some homework. So, Elimat, I gave you the message from Cardinal. And for David, you would have missed out this morning. You saying something, Cardinal?
No,
Probably saying something. Okay, well. I'm happy, like I said, we ended with some local stuff from Elmer. Hope he would have made his day too. Because a lot of times, you know, people are just there and, you know, they're about.
Well, he didn't hear me.
No, I'm sure he's still on. He's hearing you, but remember he's in the nursing home there. So we didn't know he's back. He has to have his phone fit for audible. Then again, we're going to invite people to get onto the show, into the archives, because remember, a lot of our morning listeners, and those in the UK, like Omel and Michelle, they're deep into the night now. So, they were minutes to 11 o'clock. We didn't get a chance to tell them. Normally, Cardinal have that contact for Michelle and Omel. The other, so it's here. It's going to be in the archives. Hardly. Trust me, Ali put a lot of work into the birthdays and anniversaries and historical days. So We missed out last week, I think, didn't we? We were shortened last week because we did the Easter, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we just thought, let's go ahead and get it in this week. Remember those who are having birthdays. People always like to hear the name on the radio. Liam dubbed that years ago. The best sounding name you can hear is when you hear it on the radio. So at least we were able to do this. The same 3 hours. We're not going to push it to 4 hours. I'm happy that I got to this, to be honest with you, because my nose is all stuffed up from the pollen. And not my cough. I had to mute a couple of times. But I think we got to it in one piece. That's what matters. Elimat, you just said you fell asleep now. I can hear that.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. We're winding out of here now, so we'll catch up. I'll talk to you off here again.
Yeah, but I have some pain we had.
You have some pain in your hand?
Mm.
Oh, well, get some pain pillows. Someone in the nurses around there and let them remember, you just have it in song. Blood is not going to give you more than you can bear. So you're in the right place at the right time. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we'll catch up another time. So
again, we're
going to be on the cricket show tomorrow. Depending on how things are going, who knows? I'll give you a call. Get you on the cricket show. A little bit.
Yeah.
Between 6 and 9. Or between 7 and 9.
Let me.
We have a double header tomorrow.
No, you miss call. I want to call you tomorrow and talk to you on the radio.
Okay. Yeah, we have
Sunday. What, you not your 9th birthday?
Well, yeah. I thought there's somebody else.
Okay.
I think Glenn talking to someone else there. Mm-hmm. Well, let me find out. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Eddie might feel any pain there. You don't feel the pain coming through his voice. I don't want to cut another question.
I know. Jesus.
Yeah, you can hear him going in there with the pain, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And they're not as equipped as in the hospital there. Like, he just coming from the hospital. So maybe they're going to be able to come around there and have to find some pain killer somewhere along the line. And that's the nursing home this time. But, hey.
Ivor.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have to go at home. Which one? Is that the girl?
He came home yesterday from the hospital.
Oh, boy.
So he's back there in the home that he's staying at. But remember, he cut his...
Ivor, we go to something very much, man.
Huh?
You know, he's a good guy, man. The guy look forward, man. To do something about it, man.
Well, tell him you can't do
that. He need us, man.
Well, he was on here this afternoon. He felt good. He spoke. We spoke high level. I mean, this is the most we can do. You're down there. I'm all the way in Georgia. You're in Florida, where he is.
No, don't start that now.
No, just tell you start. I'll join. I'm just trying to tell you.
Is that him snowing right now?
If he has what?
Is that him snowing right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had him on it, but I put him back on. So the folks, they will hear it when they listen to it. But
oh, my God. Boy, I tell you. Look at that light, eh?
Fell asleep.
Yo.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So.
That.
Yeah, but it's okay. Still alive. I mean, you have somebody right now who's in a tunnel. You have somebody right now maybe swimming out in the ocean trying to get ashore. And again, as he put it in words, in tongue, the master would not give you more than he can bear. Remember that song, the right place at the right time? But nonetheless, we can call it Elimas, or we can call it Hodge right now. It seems like a true show, but Dennis told you he was there searching for 3 hours. I was here waiting for the 3 hours until when we got on. So it's been a long, long day. So we don't want to go into the extra time that they afford us sometimes. I'm going to try to go and get me something to eat. As the Saturday evenings in our neck of the woods come in, we're going to wish that people just be safe out there. We still, the Easter weekend, Easter break, especially those guys who are at the spring break, who is at the Cocoa Beach and who is over town and who is on what beach. Let's pray for traveling mercies for those folks that they get back to their destination in one piece. Because Monday school again, those little kids who would wind themselves, sometimes they do mischievous things when they take the spring break. So that's all we can say at this time. So until Saturday, next Saturday, when we do it all again, this time be in the morning hour, 9 o'clock for us. That's where much you should get to find out if Dennis is in his long PJs or short PJs. So we didn't hear from her this afternoon. I heard from Cardinal. I just cut on. His hand was in the door. Didn't want to take it out of the door. And heard from Kathleen. She listened up there. What's the joke? What's the joke? Did I say something amusing? Okay. Well, let me quit while did I say something wrong? What is it?
I just laughing.
I think like to laugh. Between you and David, between you and David, and we need to agree with that. The longest laugh, the sweetest laugh. I think you said the sweetest laugh or something like that. So, but you laugh. You must laugh and come and talk. Because he doesn't want to give jokes.
Oh,
I don't even know why you're laughing from. The way you laugh, you make people laugh.
Go read your WhatsApp and you'll laugh.
Oh, okay.
I said read to yourself.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when I get there. I have to get to the phone to do it. Okay. Oh, this seems like it's a stocking and legs joke, inside joke. Because it's just like this. It's just like this drunken guy, you know. He was walking down the road, and he got up, fell down, fell asleep, and he got up, and he saw some ladies around him. And then he turned to one of the ladies and said, "Miss, did you throw water on my pants?" And then he said, "Don't be rude. What's wrong with you?" He catch himself. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And what happened? It's an inside job.
It's an inside job. All right.
Yeah. It's an inside job. So when you're drunk,
when you guys finish, I go outside to water my garden because it's been very hot out there. I sure do need water.
No, we finish it now. So for the folks on the Caribbean Global WhatsApp, we would send their link there. They can always get on there and get a little piece of today's programming. Again, we're sorry. It's none of our doing. But we're going to hope that the 6 o'clock show tomorrow will come through in flying colors. And again, the IPL is in full force. I'm happy. Hit my was there at the end. And I had goosebumps. I'm going to leave some for tomorrow, though. When I saw how Hetmyer and Butler and how Hetmyer was speaking for him. And these are Chiang Mai, this is England and West Indies. And these are where teams come together. And sometimes you can see bad blood between people. And it's like, wow. I'm sure you're going to come up again tomorrow. When you come in, they can allow Green to make his 100. The next few say he didn't know this score. What happened? Yes, he did hit a four, but he left the last ball with one to go. Partner, if you want to get to your 100, your 94, hit a six. You can hit a one. You can run. We can't do no running in here. And they had a talk before that last delivery. And I showed this is what he said. If you run for a single, I'm not going to run. Hit the ball out the park, get your 100. That plan came. It was a plan well executed. And I like, oh, this is a landmark. So let's end it here. Who has the last word? Last word, somebody. Last word.
Wow.
Anybody? Last word. Dennis, Lena.
Come get out the station.
Paul who?
Me.
Call you.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk about Ellie Mattman.
Okay, well, that's the last word. Have a good night.